Well, hey there, listener. You like listening to me? You can also see me on YouTube at the Moist Monday Podcast at youtube.com.
Like, we actually had a good lazy day today, but where I didn't, like, feel shitty about it.
Well, because you...
Yeah, because I'm fucking stressed.
Because your car shit.
Yeah. And, like, I was just so mad because, like, I bought this, not a new car, but new to me.
Yeah.
It's a year newer than my last car. So 2012 or 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the last one was, I can't even remember now. But, yeah, I was tired of fixing up that one. So I got a new one that was supposed to be good, and it's broken down twice.
Got it in September?
Yeah, I got it at the beginning of September, and it broke down a month and a half ago, and it broke down yesterday.
Jesus Christ.
For a $900 fix and a $700 fix.
That's, and you've had it like 6 months.
Not even?
Maybe 6 months now.
I don't even think so.
God, that's...
October, November, December, January. This will be
5 months.
This will be the fifth month.
God.
Yeah.
And you've already put almost $2,000 into it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And the car only costs like less than $5,000 total, which I guess is part of my fault. I don't know. Like, I never know what
it's so frustrating
do,
when you buy a used car though. Cause it's like,
I don't fucking know.
They have to sell it. So they make it seem good.
Yeah. And I told you about this earlier is that, yeah, cause I took my car into the shop a month and a half ago, and then I took it in today for the same issue. It said, like, there's a certain light, EPC or something like that, and that has to do with the Jetta or whatever, and then a check engine
light.
Yeah,
very specific thing to your model.
Yeah, so that happened a month and a half ago, same issue. It wasn't, like, accelerating properly. Like, it wasn't switching gears. So I brought it back in I took it back to the same shop because, like, maybe it was, like, something they did. But also when I called, I was like, hey... Like, I'm trying to be super friendly and be like, I got this thing done a month and a half ago and it's happening again.
It's happening again. That's way too quick.
Can you guys come look at it and let me know why it happened or something? So I bring it in and they're like, yeah, like that was something like they put in something wrong or whatever.
They just put something in wrong.
I don't know if they put something in wrong or something they put in just wasn't great and it just broke because that thing sucks or whatever. Cause it was like spark plugs and shit. Which I don't.
That was $900?
That and like they changed something else. And
oh
they
my,
tell
car
me it's
prices
nine,
are fucking
well,
wild.
Well, they tell me it's 900 and I say, okay.
Yeah, because it's like.
Can I have my keys back so I can drive home?
Yeah, because they're holding your keys.
Yeah,
you're like,
I have to survive.
You have to say yes. Yeah. You have to say yes to the price.
And yeah, so I brought it in yesterday and brought in today and they're like, yep, it was that issue. But also we found this issue and that's going to cost $700 to fix. And that's
oh
where
my
I'm just
God.
Like. I don't necessarily believe you, but I can't question you and I can't do anything about it.
Did they tell you before they did it?
Yes. But also he was like, yeah. And I kept being like, is there a cheaper fix that? Cause he said like there was a crack on my oil pan or whatever the fuck, something like that.
That doesn't seem like $700 worth.
That's,
again, I don't know anything about cars.
Exactly.
But
I was like, can I really not put like Flex Seal on that? And it'll hold for a while. Like this car isn't probably the best anyways.
Yeah. Do a temporary fix?
But it's just like, or like even like a pretty good fix. And then
I'll Flex Seal should work.
And then I'll check for oil under my car.
Oh, it's so wild. You told me you haven't even been noticing oil.
No. So that was the other thing where they just told me that.
It maybe was a crack, but it's not leaking.
But they said I was low on oil like quite a bit. And then that would cause issue because if you run out of oil, your engine gets fucked up.
Well, yeah.
But also you say that, you don't know what happens. When it runs out of oil, I don't know what happens.
And I always push it way too far. Like every time it says change your oil, I go, okay. And then I'll wait a while.
Yeah.
And it still goes.
Yeah, I'd still get to my destination. I mean, then I rode in Izzy's car. She has like four lights on her dashboard. Her power steering's out.
But she's just like, whatever.
Well, she's like, it gets me to work and back, and that's all I need right now. She's looking for other jobs, so like, if she gets a job somewhere else, we'll get a new car.
Yeah, where she has to drive far further.
For this, she drives 2 miles down that road,
yep,
and that's it.
Yeah, it's like a straight shot and a straight shot back.
Yep.
So you don't,
But one of us needs a car that can get on the interstate.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because you need, where we live is you need a car.
Yeah.
That's what's just so,
to get
it's
around.
A fucking money
it's a
pit.
Town, yeah.
Yeah. But that sucks, dude.
And it's just, it's so weird.
What a shitty way to start on Monday.
Yeah, it's emasculating just being like, tell me how much to give you to make this thing work.
That's every time I go into the mechanics.
I don't know anything about it.
I am always just like, I need help.
Yeah, please.
I'm a baby. Tell me what's wrong and I'll pay for it.
And like, even if I tried to learn, then if I got a different car, all that knowledge is out the window.
I can't even remember what type of oil my car needs.
Yeah.
That's how so much... Like, cause that's how little I know about cars.
I think I'm supposed to put German oil in mine.
Yeah, you're supposed to do something special. Do you?
I mean, I haven't put oil in it. I've only had it.
You only have 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, goddamn. That. What do you do? At what point do you go, fuck?
That's what happened with my last car. Because it was going to be, it was something I fixed that cost $2,000 to fix. And then it broke again.
Oh, $2,000.
Yeah. And
this is still like still less than a grand, but it's still, that's a paycheck.
Yeah. But that's where I was like, all right, I'm not doing it again. I'm finally going to get a different car. And then I got this, like, I thought I was doing the right thing and the smart thing. But then this one is now also just a little money pit.
It's fucking not a good sign that it's done this twice now. And
well, and I keep asking him, like, and I think I asked him this last time. I was like, hey, overall, how's it look? He's like, it looks great. Drives great. I'm like, all right. Hope I'm not back in a couple of weeks and just getting fucked.
Yeah, that's what's so insane. And dude, some mechanics, I don't know, could be bad. And,
I had a mutual friend with this guy, like, because he knows somebody who works with our company that I respect. It's the guy who builds everything.
Okay, so.
So I was like, that's a good person to know. So I'm trusting you, dude. And I really hope you're not fucking me, but I don't know.
Yeah, because you can't go, well, let me look at it.
Yeah, that'll be do nothing.
Looks like parts to me.
Yeah, and it's just like, and like, I don't know, is it weird to be like, hey, can I see the crack? But also, they probably cracked it.
Yeah, who knows? They they might have accidentally cracked it.
And he also said it was probably from like an over tightening. I was like, so
was that you guys?
Could have been, but I'm not going to ask that, and they can't prove that because I don't know shit about cars.
Yeah, that's what's so fucked. Is it?
They're not going to need a $700 bill if they don't have to.
And how is that $700?
I don't know, because it's probably just a piece of metal in a specific shape, and that's it.
God, car shit is so frustrating.
So stupid.
So glad I haven't had anything massive with my new car.
Right, because your last car fell apart.
Yeah, my last car, literally, they were like, how'd you drive it here?
Yeah, you said it got lifted up, and then just like...
Yeah, just, they started to lift it up by the frame, and they go, the frame crumbled.
Like, so can I have it back?
They went, the subframe rotted out. And I was like...
What's...
Okay.
How much to fix? Like, is that gonna be 550?
500? 5,000?
Where are we at?
I mean, I don't know what happened there, but he was like,
well, that was just an old piece of shit.
Done.
Car. Yeah. Like, because I think
he's like, we can't even lift it up to look at the problem.
Because I don't think they were, I think there is a limit to when they can legally let you drive it off their lot, yeah, which is hilarious.
That's why they were like, how'd you get it here? And I was like, I don't know. I drove it.
Can
I mean, it was very like,
have it,
it
back?
Was spongy. No. Like, it was terrifying.
Well, I remember when you went in reverse and your car lifted.
Yeah, it's because my brakes were so bad.
Yeah, that you ate away at them.
Yeah, so then when my car was in park, the brake was stuck. So then I couldn't reverse. It would just, the brake was stuck on the, that's what that was.
Yeah.
So I took it in and they were like,
stop.
And I felt so embarrassed.
Yeah, you should. All of my stuff is because just my car breaks. None of it was like, I mean, like, I guess there is levels of neglect that I do, but I do get oil changes, and this fucking car I have to put the more expensive gas in, which is so annoying.
Yeah, so you're doing that and doing all this shit. Yeah. And it's only been 5 months.
Yeah,
you've still been doing the expensive gas.
That's what it says to do. I haven't looked up.
Have you ever?
Not yet.
I would just fucking try it.
What if it catches fire immediately?
Then kinda, why is it a car?
I don't know.
What is the different I don't understand the different things of gas.
No, me neither.
How does that work?
Yeah, what's it do? They're all liquid.
Yeah. Like, how is it not? How is one good for it and one bad for it?
I think it still runs, but I think not as well. I'm like, all right, why are we using this?
Yeah. Why is there so many different fucking types?
Just I so get, we can make them more and less expensive. I honestly think
having
that's
normal
it.
Gas and diesel. Yes. get having those two.
Because diesel burns at a higher, it takes more to burn it, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. And that's what's used for semis.
Yeah. They're bigger. Yeah, it makes sense.
That's good. But then for normal cars, there should just be one. Why do I go to the gas tank and there's one that's cheap that I always get and then one that's $1.50 more?
Yep. What's it do? How much better could your experience be?
Yeah, like, what happens if I put that new the good shit in my
does
car?
Does your car just get dessert? Like, is that it? Is it just like your car's a little happier, but still gets you like, there?
It will give you a few more miles. Does that matter?
Why? Why?
I don't know, dude. Cars are so fucking frustrating. Well,
I was talking earlier. I wish there was one car. I wish they had a standard car. And like, you... I guess you could have the option for a la carte things, but there's one just little rectangle.
Like a base model.
Yeah. And so we mass produce parts for that rectangle. So when anything broke, it was not hard to get. And we could all learn to fix this car.
Yeah. I mean, but then that would put out all of the, because every car business has their own model of car because they.
We all make it. Every car business gets a different color. And that's how we choose between them.
So the green one's the Ford.
I was going to say red's Ford.
Red's Ford.
Blue could be Chevy.
Blue's Chevy. That makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking of
Fiat gets yellow.
Oh yeah, Fiat does get yellow.
They can come in.
Yeah, I don't know any other cars.
What, Volkswagen? Ferrari.
Oh, Volkswagen. Yeah.
Nice blonde.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the people.
Mm-hmm. Keep it Aryan. Yeah, and that's their mark. They get to do that with this box.
Yeah, that'd be, and it's just, it doesn't look pretty, but it works.
And it always
uses
works.
The exact same parts. And when it goes, okay, it's easy to fix.
Yeah.
Also, tires. Why are tires so different?
No idea. Like, I get a little bit, like, I have snow tires for this car, which also seemed like a ripoff.
Yeah.
I drove in the snow before this.
Yeah, I've never had snow tires.
And, like,
and
also,
I've never had a problem.
I put them on and it snowed once since.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I already have to swap them back.
Yeah. And if you drive snow tires when it's not snowy, is it bad for the snow tires?
If it gets too warm, yes.
So what? It's like you're going off road with it.
Nope. But I was told, like, oh, yeah, with these tires, you definitely do want snow tires as the other option. So I don't know what my other tires are.
What the fuck?
I don't know if they're supposed to be faster.
I don't get it, dude. I've been, like, sand duning before.
Sure.
And people can take their cars on them.
Oh.
But in order to do it, you have to deflate your tires. So your tires have to be a little flat so it can grip.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. So, like, you literally have to, you drive up, flatten your tires.
Weird.
And then you can drive on the sand. And I'm like... So that's not good for it, probably.
Probably. I don't fucking know.
But there's always beat up cars, you know?
I hate cars. I hate cars so much.
It's so frustrating.
Like, if we could just have a series of tubes, that'd be perfect.
Well, I think you would thrive in just a fucking subway system.
I would. I love the subway system. I mean, it's gotten worse over time, I've heard, or recently.
But I would feel so trapped.
I mean, I feel more trapped in, like, I guess, like, it sucks when a subway stops. But if I'm stuck in traffic, I also feel trapped.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Like real traffic, not even what we have, but like LA traffic.
I fucking hate, I've never even been. Oh yeah, I have been to California once.
Yeah.
We flew into LAX and I fucking hated it for the 30 minutes I was there. It took us like 45 minutes to go 4 miles.
Yep.
And I was just like, why?
And that's not bad.
Why?
Yeah, I could run, but they don't run and I don't get it.
I get so pissed off every time I go to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit.
That's at least real traffic. We don't have real traffic here.
Yeah, we're lucky here. But I still get mad at the traffic here when we have it.
God, when anyone says, like, oh, people in Des Moines don't know how to drive. Like, there's so few of us. It's fine. There's not that many of us.
When it fucking rains or snows, people do forget.
But also, like, everyone says that about every single fucking place they've ever been. The people here don't know how to drive. You're not interesting for using that sentence.
You're not interesting, okay.
Ever. No, like, do you know those, like, sayings, and it just pisses me off that everyone says about every single thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
The people here don't know how to drive. Oh, the weather will be different tomorrow.
Yep.
People say that a lot about Iowa. But I went to Colorado one time and somebody said that to us.
Yeah. No, they say that every single place. Ever.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, the weather's crazy here, isn't it? It's crazy everywhere. Dude, cars, I hate them. They're so frustrating.
Agreed.
But you know what's not frustrating? The Moist Monday podcast. Hopefully you're listening to this in your car, and then your car starts sputtering. Just kidding. That would suck. I hope that doesn't happen to you. Well, let's get moist. All right, welcome back to the Moist Monday podcast. Happy freaking February. I think we're approaching Love Day, Valentine's Day.
Wow, which will be our 3-year reunion of when we first recorded
the podcast. We will do a 3-year anniversary episode from the launch of the podcast,
yes.
But that will be in March. So stay tuned for our 3-year.
Which is ridiculous.
Isn't that fucking stupid?
It is.
We've been sitting in these exact same chairs for 3 years.
They are falling apart beneath us.
Our hair is falling off.
Yeah, right. We both had hair.
We both had hair when we started.
I guess it wasn't all mine, though. I had a toupee at that point.
Yeah, that's true. But you still had hair under it and the sides.
That's true.
And now we're both bald. I was not in school at the time when we started.
Okay.
Yeah. I was a carpenter.
And I worked. Were you?
Yeah.
Or were you at FedEx?
No, I was a carpenter. I
don't think I was a welder, though.
No, because I was in my last carpenter job.
Oh, right, because you did FedEx and then got me hired at FedEx and then you got fired.
And then I got fired from FedEx. Well,
and then I stayed there.
Fired, quit.
You were allowed to quit.
That's how it's happened in all of my jobs. Yep. I've been allowed to quit.
Which is more than you deserve.
Yes. But I want to start today off talking about a documentary I just watched.
Okay.
So I'm in school, and today in one of my classes, we watched a documentary, and it's called Indie Game the Movie. You ever heard of it?
Yes.
Dude, I don't remember
what it's about, though.
I'd never heard of this, and we watched it just because it was like a work day, and he's like, do you guys have your projects done? And we were like, yeah, and he goes, you just want to watch a movie today?
So it's just a bullshit day that you paid for.
Yeah. Well, so I'm trying to go to every class this semester.
Yeah.
And
it sucks.
And it's just like, oh, it's community college.
Right, yeah.
They don't give a... Like, dude.
No one cares. They're just trying to give out degrees.
I emailed last week for Wednesday. I was like, is Wednesday going to be a work day for both classes? And they're like, yes. And I was like, can I work from home? And they said, yes. Okay. So I didn't go.
Yeah.
And then today, they're both work days.
But you showed up.
I showed up for them. So I worked on other things and then watched a movie in one of my classes. But we watched Indie Game, the movie, documentary about the indie game scene.
Sure.
And it was very... This movie came out probably 10 years ago, 2014, 2013.
So what is considered indie at
that point? So this was about games that came out in like... So it follows kind of three video games.
Okay.
It follows Braid, which is like one of the very first indie games that blew up, like 2008.
Oh.
And Braid, I've never played, but I've always wanted to. It looks really cool. It follows Super Meat Boy, which everyone's heard of.
Okay.
And then a game called Fez, which I had never heard of, but Fez looks fantastic as well.
I don't know if I know any of these games.
You've never heard of
Super... Oh, no, I do. I know Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy's massive.
God, I have not seen him in forever.
Who?
That's wild. Super Meat Boy?
Yeah. Well, because there's like four or five now.
Yeah.
And the game 2010. The game is massive. But so it follows them and the development, and it shows like... It was really fascinating because the people who made Super Meat Boy, it was just two guys.
Sure. I mean, it's not a hard art style.
Yeah, but it was like...
They
like,
just did everything.
They just did everything for it, and it kind of follows their journey and like how... Because it launched for like the 360. That's like what they were trying to get it launched for. And like it was very like dramatic. And like, because they're putting their heart and soul and like...
Because that would suck to do all that and then it just goes nowhere.
That's what happens to a lot of them.
Yeah.
And these guys got lucky. And it's like some of them, like the guy who was developing Fez, it took him 5 years to make the game.
I don't know if I know that one at all.
Fez looks like a beautiful game.
F-E-Z?
F-E-Z. Fez looks like a beautiful game. But he worked on it for 5 years.
Okay.
And
so they're all side scrollers too.
The Fez is a 2D game in a 3D world.
Interesting.
So like the plane twists.
Shifts,
which is really fascinating. And
what was the first Braid?
Braid. Yeah, that's like the first indie game that blew up and kind of blew up the indie scene.
Okay. Interesting.
Because they talked about how back in the day you couldn't just make your own video games. Like this was before Steam came out.
Yeah, you needed board knowledge and stuff like
and you,
that.
Well, and also you couldn't
Wait, where are you going to put it?
Where are you going to put it? Yeah. Exactly. Like, this is before Steam. So then when Steam came out, Braid blew up. And then it was like, oh, wow, we can just make our own games because we love video games. And it follows these guys that do the thing. And it's really, like, the guy who made Fez, he originally got, like, a grant to make it.
Interesting.
Because he lived in Canada. But then it took him so long to make it that he ran out of money. And then, like, he had, like, a falling apart with all this other stuff and, like, his old business partner. And it's, like, this huge drama thing. And it was, dude... If you're into like video games, check out the documentary.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know much about
I can picture the cover, but that's it.
I don't know much about the indie scene, but I like video games and it was very fascinating.
I bet, yeah.
It was a really good documentary.
Yeah. We've watched documentaries at work before, but the main one
How do you watch them at work?
We work. It's just on.
Yeah, but I feel like a documentary you gotta watch.
What? I mean these
I guess it's mostly you just listen.
Yeah, it's mostly just facts. But this one was called Man vs. Snake, and it's about the guy who set the world record for the Nibbler arcade game. But, like, people were, like, caught cheating in it and, like, fake world records, and it all takes place in Iowa, too.
Because
there's this, oh, shit, is it called Paradise Lost? Something like
that. It's insane how many documentaries there are about arcade games.
Because, so, this one, Nibbler, which is top five arcade game for me at this point, probably.
Oh, damn, okay. I don't think I've ever
played
it.
The world record, I think I talked about this on the podcast, but I'll look it up again real quick.
Isn't it, like, fucking insane? Like, hours? Days?
World record, Nibbler. Because it's been broken since. 51 hours and 55 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Nibbler is just Snake.
Yeah. So you're playing that for 2.5 days.
Yep.
Nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, they're able to get like the 99 plus lives where then they can use the bathroom or like take a nap and like shit like that. And it just dies out on its own. Yeah. It's fucking wild.
That shit's so fascinating, but it's also like, damn, these guys, are fucking nerds, but they are passionate about this one thing.
And like, what a
that's what's fascinating about the indie
what
game
a specific
indie
thing,
game
yeah.
The award is like these guys. They talk about like the sacrifices they made because they put their heart and soul into just making this one game
and hope people like
and
it.
Hope yeah, because they were like, we could post it and nobody buys it, you know.
So my Nibbler high score currently, and I did recently set this. It's 56,930.
56,930.
And then the Nibbler high score as of May 1st, 2023 is 1,233,326,800 points. An Italian player did it.
So you're not even close.
Nope, not even close, but I'm the best in the warehouse at it.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, and also, I know there's a whole bunch of drama in the
there's
arcade
so much
scene.
Well, who's that one guy that will sue us for saying his
name?
Yeah,
I don't even want to say his name because I can't even think of it.
Yeah, goddamn, what is his name?
But like everybody...
He's in the documentary.
Yeah, he's in all of them and everybody hates him because like he set the world records, but then people like hated him.
Well, no,
because
he lied
cheated.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then he...
And he fought like... Because again, it's the...
He was like, yeah, he's like the biggest fucking douche in the world.
God, because what is the arcade...
The only name I'm thinking of right now is Joey Chestnut, but that's not...
No, that's
the
hot dog
guy.
Yeah.
And people love him. Arcade. But I can picture his face. He's got a punchable face.
I'm just going to look up arcade guy everyone hates.
Yep, he'll pop up immediately.
Come on. Damn it, I really... Who is the...
Oh, wait, it didn't pop up?
No, god damn it. Fuck, I thought...
God, he's in so many of those documentaries... And there's so many documentaries even about him. Billy Mitchell.
Yep, Billy Mitchell. That's that bitch's name. How'd you find him? What'd you look up?
Arcade guy that cheats.
Oh. Incredible.
Billy Mitchell.
He'll literally sue for that, though. It's so funny.
I know, like, because he's... But it's so fascinating. That's just because I'm into video games and I do video game content.
Mm-hmm.
Game Off Grid, check it out. Yep. But it's like, that's just its own subgenre. Is like
and they're
arcade,
so they're so intense,
high
and
scores,
and they're not happy people either.
No, like, they hate each other.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, you beat my score. Fuck
and they see
you.
Each other at competitions and just hate each other there too.
Like them, and then the people that are like obsessed with speed running and like glitching games and like going for the fastest time. It's like
speed running.
Jesus
just,
Christ,
it makes people gross just knowing that people picked apart every like pixel of a game. To
I know
figure out which one like triggers.
I watched
this,
the documentary.
Like,
it was like I mean like a YouTube documentary.
I'd
so
say
like,
Super Mario 64 is the most fascinating speed run.
Well,
game.
The one I saw was about the original Mario Bros. On NES. Because they were going for a speed run because like they'd set it, and people kept beating it. And then the guy that beat it, he like figured out that if you jumped in the right spot, you would glitch and bounce. You'd go through the bricks.
Interesting.
And like jump through the bricks, and that cut off like a half a millisecond, and he set the high score. And I'm just like, what?
I think there was one.
That's insane.
Fuck, I'll have to look it up right after this, but I'll explain it with my knowledge first.
Okay.
There's somebody who was playing a game. I want to say it was maybe even for the 64. But literally, like, something from, like, the sun, like a proton or something from the sun, like, they were able to tell that something weird hit this game and made it glitch in such a way that it did something special, and it was, like, studied.
What?
And I'll look it up now.
What does that even mean?
The best I could find is this phenomenon is most commonly discussed in the context of speedrunning games like Super Mario 64, where a sudden, inexplicable glitch might appear during a crucial moment, sometimes attributed to cosmic rays. So I know it happened at least once with that game.
And so that made it, so that the sun hit it in a certain way that it made them beat it faster?
I don't know, but it did something different that everyone freaked out about for a while.
Is there like video evidence?
I don't know.
Or like...
Look it up.
What the fuck?
I did look up...
That's fascinating.
The game I can be fastest at is Star Fox 64. And one time I looked up like the speed running records and I placed with, I don't know if it was the official records, but it was this website's records. And I placed 69th.
I mean, that's still impressive.
I was pretty pumped about that. And that was me not knowing like the fastest like way to do it. It was just I beat it as fast as possible.
As fast as you know possible.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of like doing it. I know like Wes is pretty good at the original Super Mario. So he can beat it in about, I think, 7 minutes.
It seems very fast.
And like, I think at one point he did place on like one of those lists, but like 100 or something.
Sure.
Cause I think like the fastest is like maybe less than 5.
Which,
and it's just like,
how do you move to the right?
Yeah,
that
how
much
do you
faster?
Do it faster?
It's just, you're going to the right. That's it. It's all you ever do.
You have to get every jump perfect. And it's just like, Jesus.
No need.
I don't care.
I have no need to be that good at anything. And that's fine.
Yeah. You have to dedicate your life to that one thing.
Yes.
For what? So Billy Mitchell couldn't laugh at you.
Yeah. and we talk about you once, and we didn't learn your name.
We forgot his name. But going back to the movies, this kind of segues into the next thing I want to talk about, is you mentioned this last week, so I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
You have, we kind of talked about this off the pod, but it'd be fascinating to talk about on the pod, is you mentioned you have 40 movies that you've given a perfect score to.
Yes, and so far on Letterboxd.
And I think it'd be fun to go through those movies.
All of them?
We don't have to go, we can go through some of them quickly, right. But like, I'm curious what you like your perfect, what are your 5 out of 5 movies?
All right.
Because yeah. We also discussed that 5 out of 5 is not the same as 10 out of 10.
No, 5 out of 5 is less.
Is less. And it's also, that's like, and I also think 10 out of 10 is less than 100%.
Yeah, 100% is weird. I don't know what I'd give 100%
to
all
That's
these.
The weird part. So like, yeah. These are 5 out of 5, but I don't know if you'd give them 100%.
A lot of them would be like 95.
Which
probably.
Is really tough. So yeah, what are your 5 out of 5 movies?
All right. So first off, I've rated 1,017 films.
Jesus. And you just got Letterboxd a few months ago.
So far, 0 have been half star ratings.
Okay, so yeah. Because it's
6 have been 1 star.
I'm curious about those 1 stars.
34 have been 1.5.
Okay.
85 are 2-star films. 141 are 2.5. 228 are 3-star films.
3-star films, serviceable.
252 are 3.5. 181 are 4-star. 50 of them are 4.5.
Damn, so draw us off quick.
And 40 are 5-star
Damn,
films.
So what are the... next week, I'm curious about the 1-stars.
The 6.
Yeah, one. I'm curious about the 6 that are... because what? I don't know if I could... rate movies.
Do you want me to just do that real quick?
The 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, now that since we're talking about it, let's. Right. I'm curious what the 6 are. Because that means it's bad, but you didn't give it a 0. So it has some redeeming qualities.
Or maybe I also didn't know that there was a half star review.
Okay, so these might just be terrible movies. So you've been rating every movie you've seen?
All right. So these are my 1-star reviews. Most of these I did just, they were more like, they're technically not 1-star films, but they were such letdowns that I include them into this.
You rate them after you get done watching them, so
yes,
these are your initial thoughts.
Feel.
Yeah.
The original, or I would assume, the original Suicide Squad film. That is one of the most disappointed I've been in a theater.
Damn,
that movie
1-star.
Fucking sucked.
I've never seen it.
The Jared Leto Joker.
It didn't look good at all.
It was awful.
And then they made another one that also...
is awesome.
Oh, that one's good?
No, that one's great.
Okay.
No, that one is probably like a 4-star film for me.
Damn, okay. But yeah. The first one's a 1-star.
Yeah, that one sucks. Second one...
I hope someone listening, this is one of these movies is their favorite movie.
This could be the case for this next film.
Oh, shit, okay.
A lot... I've heard nothing but positive things for this film. Izzy and I watched it and it was horrible. It's called It Follows.
Oh, I've heard of this movie.
It's a very popular horror film and I always was like, oh, I'll get around to it. I bet it's great. Horrible.
You gave it 1-star.
One of my least favorite films I've ever watched. It was stupid. It had a horrible message. It was confusing and not consistent. And what do I always say about horror movies?
What are the rules?
Exactly. Yeah, and the rules were fucking dumb in this one.
So like it broke rules?
Kind of. It had a lot more that didn't add to it. All right. So It Follows, directed by David Robert Mitchell.
Damn.
When carefree teenager Jay sleeps with her older boyfriend for the first time, she learns that she's the latest recipient for a fatal curse that is passed from victim to victim via sexual intercourse.
This. And the only way to spread it is to have sex with other people?
Yeah, and then hope that the chain gets added on.
You told me this when we were going on our trips. Yeah. You watched it last summer.
And yeah. I was pissed.
I remember that's how we started
was
the day.
Horrible.
And I was like, that sounds like an intriguing, that sounds like.
You think so?
Yeah, sounds like.
But for some reason, this death is just a naked person. A random naked person that changes that only you can see.
Oh, so it's actually a being?
Yes.
Okay, and that follows you.
Yes, it follows. Yeah. And it just always walks after you. It's trying to play as like, I kind of think of like the immortal snail thing.
Yeah, where it just is always coming after you.
Yep, and once it gets you, you die. But, so this girl gets it at the beginning of the film. And then the movie is just her loser guy friends being like, you know, I'm pretty brave if you fuck me. Like,
oh
that is it.
God.
No, they're like, give it to me. And then,
so they're really, they just want to sleep with
these guys are just trying to fuck this girl, but then they get to be the hero for doing so. One literally gets it and then dies immediately. And the other guy, the fucking loser who's just pining for it the entire time, she sleeps with him to give him the curse just so he can pass it on easier, gives it to, I think, a prostitute.
So what happens if the guy dies? Does it go back to the last person?
Yes. Then it, so like when she gave it to this one guy and then he died.
It goes back to her.
It's back to her.
So she's got to fuck a lot or hope that.
No, it's the train has to fuck a lot.
God, that sucks. So you want to sleep with people that sleep
yes.
with people.
Well, that prostitute's a good case. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also you think a prostitute, then it just gets to her next guy. And then that goes to just like his wife. So she dies, he dies, back to her.
Back to the prostitute.
But also then she'll probably pass it off pretty quick.
Yeah. Cause she'll give it to somebody else.
So, I mean, that's probably the
prostitute's
best case.
Probably the best way to do it. Cause then you don't ever
it's
see
just
her
you
again.
Keep, and she just keeps handing them out. But I think you have to wait till it comes back to her to hand it out again. Again, what are the rules? We don't know.
And it's a one-star movie.
Yeah, it sucked. I hated this movie, and everyone tells me it's great, and it was horrible. Also, just everything about the movie, I hate it. I hated that movie so much. Up next...
But it's not a zero or a half star. It's a one star.
I don't know if you can do zero on this. Up next, Ant-Man Quantumania.
Damn, you gave that a one star.
That's a dog shit movie.
Okay, you gave it a Marvel movie. Yeah.
Inconsistent all the way through. Shitty, just like visual gags. Bill Murray was in it for a second.
Just as a cameo for no reason.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense. And it's horrible acting, which was confusing. Yeah.
Dang, because the original Ant-Man I really like.
Yeah, one and two are good.
This is the third one?
Horrible movie. They do MODOK and they do him wrong. It pissed me off.
God, that sucks.
They also recasted the daughter for a more attractive girl who can then lead her own movies in the future. But none of us want an Ant-Man daughter movie. But that's what's going to be next.
So who is she, Ant?
Shit, I can't remember her name.
Great Aunt?
No. She has like a dumb little name. It might be like Stinger or something stupid like that.
Oh, Stinger, I like that.
I think it's worse than that though, because it's Ant-Man and then the Wasp and then something.
Wasp
else.
Is cool.
Yeah, Wasp is cool.
Is that like his wife?
They don't get married in this. Well, the original Ant-Man storyline, it's his wife, but then he hits her and everyone got mad about
shit.
That. Yeah. No, there's a whole storyline where Ant-Man beats his wife and it's fucking weird. So because of that, in the comic version, they made it daughter and son, and then the second Ant-Man, it plays normal Ant-Man that we follow in the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thing they avoided that. It's still, be wild if Marvel was like, we'll do it.
Yeah, he hits his wife in this scene.
We're sticking to the comics.
Up next, Madam Web.
Yep, makes sense.
Famously bad movie. I didn't even think it was fun bad. I can kind of get why people do, but it was just exhausting to watch and just not entertaining whatsoever.
God, Madam Web is the reason Dakota Johnson is on one of our wheels.
Yeah, because we asked a coworker and he says he loves Dakota Johnson. And he said it non-ironically.
Yeah, and I think because he's like, yeah, I just saw Madam Web.
I think he said he has two poster Madam Web posters.
Yeah, because they were free.
Yeah, he has two of the same Madam Web posters in his apartment.
He also has three of the same spam posters on his wall. So this guy doesn't know
how to decorate walls.
This guy just thinks things are funny.
Yeah. Up next, Saw X, which is the newest Saw film.
Yeah, you went off about this on the pod.
Oh, did I? Good. Because it was fucking horrible. It was fucking stupid. They set up even like this interesting like cultural like difference and then they ignore it completely. Because he's in like South America or Mexico.
Yeah, he like goes to a rehab or something. Or a health facility.
Yeah, a health facility that's supposed to cure his cancer. By the way, he's been dead for...
Takes place between 3 and 4 or 2 and 3?
Two and three or 3 or 4. Because I think he's dead in 3 or 4. And literally like head cut off, dead.
And they're like, we should bring him back.
Yeah. Well, no, they bring him back time and time again through flashbacks where sometimes he just wears a backwards baseball cap. That's de-aging. He's an old ass man in the first film.
It's the
and
Steve
the first
Buscemi
film came out
meme.
So long ago. Yes. But this one, yeah, he literally travels, but also like he travels, but is still able to build saw traps in his travels. Doesn't make sense.
And he brings Jigsaw with him.
No, the puppet, Billy. Yeah. Yeah. So that means that he put that puppet through airport security.
Yeah, through the TSA allowed him to go through.
Yeah, they saw that puppet, which also, I don't know if that's wrong. Like, I mean,
Jeff Dunham flies.
Yeah, that's true. He might.
Ventriloquists are allowed to tour.
But he probably tours by bus.
True, yeah. No. He's got a lot of luggage.
That is true. That'd be exhausting.
All those different voices.
But yeah, horrible. The
one
worst
star.
Saw movie. Up next. So like this one, it's like these aren't even unpopular for all these. Catwoman, the Halle Berry Catwoman movie. That movie,
I don't think I've ever seen
it. It's genuinely horrible.
God, even so, it's not even redeemable because of Halle Berry.
No,
she's just terrible in it.
What is Halle Berry great in besides, I guess, X-Men,
Bond,
and Swordfish? Never mind. Halle Berry was in more than I thought.
Halle Berry is great.
She's also in John Wicks. Yeah,
she's in John Wicks.
Yeah, later on.
Oh, okay, I've only seen the first John Wick.
Well, then yeah.
Dang, Halle Berry's great. So those are your 6 1 stars?
Yes.
Okay, some of them make sense. I hope one of them pissed somebody off.
It follows will piss people off. It's a bad movie, and I don't understand.
It's a bad movie, so admit it.
No, I was confused why everyone liked it.
You feel like it's a bit that people are like...
Not even a bit, because it wasn't interesting or funny or anything. There's also a scene where like someone gets hit by the invisible person. They go flying across the room. I'm like, all right, so they can also like physically abuse people, but also like,
but only the person that infected can see them.
Yes. So stupid.
Also, what are the rules?
Well, and when they're invisible, someone tries to shoot at the invisible person and just shoots another person.
Oh, but Jesus also, like, Christ.
You'd see them because that person's invisible and this one's not, and you're pointing a gun at a real
person.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Yeah, you would see that.
Like, if I'm guessing where somebody is, I'm not going to shoot at you. That's fucking yeah, stupid.
That's really stupid.
The movie's bad, and they made people a hero for fucking the main girl. It's stupid. All right. I'll get back.
Now, to talk about the good movies. The movies that he gave 5 out of 5s, so basically perfect scores, but only in the 5 realm. 40 of them.
First on my list, this is no specific order, Get Out.
Dang, yep, Get Out.
Redefined horror, fucking a banger every time. So
and also, yeah, layered. Jordan Peele, like, yeah. Just like, holy shit.
But sound, editing, acting, all of it's incredible.
Yep.
Then we got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Fuck probably yeah.
The best Spider-Man movie to ever exist.
Never seen it.
Incredible. The art style, the music design, everything.
I've seen scenes from it. Yeah. I'm just like, damn, that looks sick as fuck.
Voice acting, perfect. Up next, I can understand arguing with this. Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame.
Dang, 5 out of 5.
As somebody who loved comic books, this movie felt the most like reading a comic book.
And this is like, so these are the best Marvel movies?
I think they are perfect Marvel movies.
But not the best Marvel movies.
I don't know. I always think original Avengers or Winter Soldier is kind of the best.
Okay.
But or then, but, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
But do you have to, in order for these movies to make sense, do you have to see the other ones?
Yes, you have to watch so much.
Yeah, see, I like, don't even know.
Exactly, yeah. But they are perfect for what they are.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, they did the job. I got all 3 Lord of the Rings. I treat them as one. They're all perfect. I went on a rant last time about how all the girls suck in it. Not because I don't like women, but because I don't think they're written well in
but
this they're, movie.
But they must not suck that bad because he gave it a 5 out of 5.
It's a perfect movie of men. And that's it. No, and like...
And you're in this room, 2 white men on a podcast.
But also, I think nerds agree with that. I can't imagine any... Like, one of the women starts off badass because she does like a cool like river spell. But then for ooh. The rest of it, she's just pining after Viggo Mortensen, which we all are. But... You could do something else in the meantime. You could have an interesting backstory.
You could be interesting.
Well, I guess she has an interesting backstory. You could be actively interesting and you just choose not to in every scene.
It's wild that she starts off badass and then quits.
Yeah, and then like her dad's in there in every scene because he's also the same age as her because they're elves and they don't age.
Yep.
And he's just like...
Elves are hot, dude.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, you shouldn't be with him. He sucks. But then also, this man is clearly in love with him too. And he also gives up immortality to fight with him or whatever the fuck. It's fucking stupid.
I don't know.
All right.
I have no thought.
Alien.
Oh, yep.
One of the best films to ever be made.
Again, like, I feel like they redefined.
Yeah. I mean, they nailed it.
Like, oh, man. And what's so cool is, like, at the beginning of it, you don't even really like the main character.
Do you not?
No.
See, I'm just always in love with Ripley, no matter what.
She's a badass, but in the beginning of the movie, you don't like her because she's a fucking stick to the rules.
Oh, she's just kind of a bitch.
She's
yeah.
kind of a bitch.
But that's why she survives.
But then she turns into a badass, and you're like, oh, I love her.
And I don't understand the people who like Aliens better than Alien. I don't even think they're like remotely close.
I mean, Aliens is still in the top 5.
I think I would put Aliens of Alien movies.
Yeah,
maybe, yes. It's probably
it's in the top 2.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I would put it over Requiem, or wait, what is it called? What's the new one called?
Romulus.
Romulus.
I think I think I'd put it over Romulus, but Romulus is in the top 5 for sure.
Yes, but also so is AVP.
Yeah, so is
that doesn't mean it's good. It's awesome, but it's not good. No, I mean, I would probably give Aliens like a 3 stars out of 5. Oh, okay. Like, I think it's much worse.
Yeah.
Because
And then it drops off again.
Quite a bit, yeah. All right. 2001 Space Odyssey. One
incredible.
Of the biggest pieces of art I've ever seen.
Incredible.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yep.
All right. And this is where I get into, like, not my favorite movie, but I think it's a perfect movie. We got, like, The Incredibles.
Damn. Okay.
First Incredibles is perfect.
Have you ever seen the second one?
Yeah. It's good, but it's kind of, like...
Kind of the same? Or,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen the second one.
They did just too much the same.
God, The Incredibles came out at the perfect time. I remember growing up... We had a minivan with a DVD player
hell
in the back.
Yeah.
And so The Incredibles was always in the van.
I got that gift, or I got that movie for Easter, I remember.
Oh, weren't Easter gifts the best?
Yeah, because you get one, but they're still awesome.
And you get a bunch of candy for doing nothing. It's fucking sick.
All right. And I got,
thanks, Jesus.
Yeah, for dying.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, thanks for coming back.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's
you stuck around. You saw it through.
And we get candy because of it.
How annoyed would he be by all that? All right, I'm next. Spider-Man 2. Fucking incredible.
Tobey Maguire. Okay, yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, I'm going to start going quicker. The Prestige.
Oh.
One of the best movies of all time.
We talked about it last week.
Any movie, it would be this. The Whale. I loved it. The Lobster. Incredible.
I need to see. Yeah, I haven't.
You need to see both those.
I need to see a lot of these movies on this list.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Wait, is that the first one? No, Curse of the Black
Pearl. Curse of the Black Pearl. Yeah.
Yes. That one. Perfect.
That one's so good.
I think they go downhill fast.
Yes, because I remember seeing.
Well, because two is kind of a part
they
one.
They kind of. The rest of them kind of blur together.
Yes.
Because it's. What's the one where, like. They're like in the sea, but then it flips.
Two or three.
And I'm just like, they're I remember seeing that. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I fell asleep.
Like, also,
I was
like. But also, like, it's not like. It's just zombie pirates and it's stolen treasure and I can understand all that. It's not the goddess of the sea owns the heart of this like lobster squid man who can only come ashore once every 18 years. Oh, and then Orlando Bloom becomes that because his dad was a captain. It's fucking confusing.
But the first one, perfect. So good. Five I watched that five. Recently, dude. It is still so good.
5 out of 5.
An incredible cast.
Also 5 out of 5, Halloween.
Oh, yep. Makes sense. Classic horror.
Shaun of the Dead. My opinion, by far, the best zombie movie.
Dang. So, if Shaun of the Dead is 5 out of 5.
Hot Fuzz is also on the list. But before that, we got The Exorcist and Saw. Again, two of the best horror movies ever made.
All of these horror movies that you have on the list revolutionized horror.
Yes, they're all the best horror movies. Because I would say The Exorcist is the best horror movie of all time.
God,
I can't. And also, I would put Saw in that conversation. I'd put Alien in that conversation. I'd put Get Out in that conversation.
Because they're all like...
So fucking good.
So we haven't got through the list yet, but is Paranormal Activity on here?
I believe. Yes, that is also a 5 out of 5 film.
Because it revolutionized horror again. Yep.
Now, then we got Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
So that's the third?
The third one, but I think it's technically the first one in the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the one with his dad in it, Sean Connery. It's my favorite one.
I don't know much about Indiana Jones, really. So I didn't even... Sean Connery's in Indiana Jones?
Hey, that's his dad.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Then I got The Invisible Man, the 2020 version. I've heard other people not talk as highly of it, but it is maybe the best horror movie to come out in the 2020s.
Damn, really? Okay.
I would say so. Then I got Chernobyl, the miniseries. The best miniseries I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The best season of television to exist.
That, I remember when you were watching that and you told me about it. You were like,
You need to borrow it. It's so good.
But it sounds like so much.
It is.
It sounds like so much.
Live action Scooby-Doo, the James Gunn one.
The first one.
Perfect. I am a way bigger fan of the first one than the second one. I get that the second one includes old characters, but like, I think the original story of the first one is so good.
They're both great. Like, I have the double feature, like, on DVD, and they're both just so fun.
I still wouldn't even put them close. Swiss Army Man.
Oh, yep.
Perfect. And one of my favorite films of all time. Their music was in my wedding. I love it. I think it is the best outside look of the human experience.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen Swiss Army Man, holy shit. We barely talked about it last week because it got destroyed by It's a Beautiful Day.
Sure, yeah.
But like, dude, Swiss Army Man, it really, like, you're watching and you're like, what the fuck is this? And then all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck is this? Best. Like, you're like, holy shit.
Then we got X2. Define my childhood. I love X2 so much. It's so good.
The original trilogy, fantastic.
The third one is not great.
I still like it.
Third one's pretty bad if you enjoy comics at all.
I don't know comics. Yeah. I like movies.
Then I got one of the other best seasons of television ever, Over the Garden Wall. I watch it every year.
I've never seen that
it's
either.
It's like 2 hours long total.
But it's a TV show?
Yeah. It's like
a miniseries?
10 minute episodes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like that.
What's that? I don't even know what that's about.
It's on Cartoon Network, so Max.
Oh, it's an animation show?
Yes, okay. Highly recommend. Oh, yeah. Then we got Creep. I think, again, one of the best horror movies to ever exist.
Never even heard of that one.
I've told you to watch it. It's literally your biggest fear.
Oh, shit.
And it's just two guys wrote, star, directed, created it. It cost nothing to make because they literally filmed it at one of their houses.
And then did they make anything else? Or they were like, nope?
Yeah, no, it's Mark Duplass.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fucking wild.
Then we got The Lost Boys. Incredible. I think one of the best movies from the 80s.
That's on my stack of movies to watch.
It's wild you haven't watched that.
I own it, though.
Another horror classic, An American Werewolf in London.
Never seen that either.
In the conversation for best practical effects of all time.
Yeah, and this was like Early, though.
Like, I mean, earlier. I'd put it neck and neck with, like, Jurassic Park or The Fly.
When did this come out, though? Because that would have been 80s, probably, right?
81,
yeah.
John Landis made
it. So early 80s, okay. Damn, okay.
Muppet Christmas Carol. Best Christmas movie to ever exist. Best Muppet movie to ever exist.
I don't know about that.
For either?
For either.
I think, I don't even think it's close.
I think the best Muppet movie... God, which one did I just watch?
It's the only other thing you could argue for is the original Muppet movie.
There was one that I watched that felt like a fever dream. That
yeah, but it's not better.
But then we watched the Christmas Carol afterwards, and I was like, this sucks.
Oh, it's so good. But have you ever seen the original Muppet movie?
Maybe when I was a kid.
It holds up. It's okay. So good.
The one I watched was like a fever dream, and I was high, and I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was just watching pure chaos.
Christmas Carol high doesn't hit as hard.
It was probably. Like, because it was so slow.
Yeah, because that's a real play. Then we got Paranormal Activity.
Yep, there it is. Yep.
Then we got Face Off.
God, yeah.
It's a little bit of a bit, but also I think it's an incredible movie.
That movie.
It is the perfect that movie.
And I'll never forget when I first watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that movie's so good. And the people that know.
Then I have Jackass Forever.
The new one.
Mm-hmm. I loved that one. I remember, like, that is one of the hardest I've ever laughed in a theater.
Oh, you saw it in theaters. Mm-hmm. So it's also part of the experience.
Exactly.
Yep.
I got the animated A Goofy Movie.
Oh,
the
yep.
first one.
That was also a song from that was in your wedding, too.
Three or four of them.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, me and my mom's first dance was.
That's the one song I knew, but there were others? Oh, yeah, in the dance playlist?
Yeah, Powerline.
Yep.
Wallace and Gromit, the original, like, three or four episode series. So Grand Day Out, and then, what is the penguin called? The Wrong Trousers.
It's so wild that it's just, like, only four episodes, but it's so good.
And then a movie came out this year that is also very good. They, like,
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's called Vengeance Most Foul. Very good. Then we got Murder Party, which is a lesser known movie. It's a low budget.
Yeah, I've never heard of this one.
Comedy horror, kind of. It's a weird artsy movie, but it is perfect.
Interesting.
The director went on to do a lot more good shit like Green Room, Blue Ruin, Jeremy Saulnier.
I think he's in our list for directors.
Oh, maybe. But yeah, it's a weird low budget film. It's incredible, though.
Okay.
All right, then we got Emmett Otter Jug Band Christmas, one of the other best Muppet and Christmas movies of all time.
Never seen it.
It's a family classic. It's really good, though. And then the last film on this list is It's Such a Beautiful Day.
Yep. For the number five.
Yep.
5 out of 5.
Which is, again, the best piece of media
I don't
I've
even
ever
know.
Witnessed.
I don't have Letterboxd. I just do everything on IMDb, but I've never, like, rated.
So I do both now.
Fuck,
I have
dude.
My full list on IMDb, and as I watch movies,
God,
or
I don't know.
If I really remember them, I do Letterboxd.
I don't know some movies, though, if I could give them a 5 out of 5.
Go off of gut.
Yeah, just go off the gut.
Yeah.
That is tough.
So my 5 out of 5 versus 10 out of 10 lists are different.
Yeah, because I feel like 10 out of 10 would maybe be, it'd be less than half of that list, probably.
Yeah.
Because
probably.
5 out of 5 is less than 10 out of 10, even though it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like same with like
I'm glad we agree on that, but I don't listeners are probably like, it's not.
Because like
but it's there's less weight.
3 stars is way more than 6 stars or than 6 out of 10, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's way further down. It's weird, but yeah.
Yeah, because like 2.5, that's half of 5, so like...
But I think 2.5 is better than 5 out of 10. Is
yeah,
it?
It's probably similar.
Yeah.
It's probably similar.
But 3 out of 5 is way better than 6
yeah,
out of 10.
Yeah, 3 out of 5 is probably like a 7 out of 10 movie.
Yeah, it's like a B.
Yeah, maybe even a 7.5.
Yeah, interesting.
Depends on the movies. Yeah, it's weird how ratings shit is.
Yeah.
But
those are all my top movie recommendations.
That is fascinating, and I'm glad one of the movies is on the list. Because it goes into it transitions into the next thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
So yesterday, let me finish my drink real quick.
Okay.
Yesterday, I had an afternoon off.
Okay.
Which it doesn't happen very often. I worked in the morning, and I had like the rest of the day off, and I was like, "Fuck, man, what am I gonna do?" Like I've had so much fucking shit I have to do on my to do list. So I got a little bit of that done, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking relax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to enjoy myself. So I got some stuff done, edited some homework and all that stuff. And then I started smoking nice. While I was editing.
Hell yeah.
And then I was like, you know how I'm going to end my Sunday night? I'm going to watch 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So I watched that last night.
Goddamn. Okay.
Yeah. And I got fucked. So this is my second time seeing it.
Yes.
Because I just picked it up on DVD.
Okay.
So now I own it, thankfully. So I got really high and I watched it. Dude.
Did you lock in?
Oh my God.
It's so fucking good.
It's also so long.
Yeah.
Because there's an intermission.
Yeah. And it takes a while to get to the wild chunk of just like 20 minute visuals.
But also, dude, maybe because I was so high.
Yeah.
It, like, there were certain scenes where I, like, started freaking out.
Yeah, you hold your breath. You, like, get off kilter. Well,
even, like,
yeah.
even, like, when the movie starts, it's just black screen, which is that noise. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's before the MGM logo even shows up. And so I was laying on my couch, and I was, like, fucking really high, and that noise was going on. And I was, like, like, I started, like, getting, I started freaking myself out because it was uncomfortable. Because it's just that noise.
Wildest parts of that film is where it goes silent, though. And it's just, like, there's, like, lack of noise can take up so much space. It's fascinating.
When I was watching it, though, I was like, how did he do this?
No idea. That's why people think he helped fake the moon landing.
Because I'm like, how did you get these shots?
No idea.
How did you get the shots of the space shuttle or the spacecrafts? And then, like, especially the one that's like the giant wheel.
Where
and then
he's running and across.
It's still exterior of it. Oh, but okay. The camera goes, like, in and through it. And I'm like, how the fuck? I get maybe it was like miniatures or something, but I'm like, the detail.
But also just like the moments when the stage is rotating, but then you can tell it has to stop rotating at the most perfect moment.
Yeah, so like when they're inside and the camera stays still and they're like going in the circle, mm-hmm. and then they go through the hallway and then they're wearing those Velcro shoes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what
the fuck?
He
thought of everything and nailed it.
And then the second time, I was really starting to get the story and stuff. Because the first time you're just like, Jesus.
Yeah, because the story's not like crazy difficult. I mean, it's just the question of what the fuck happens at the end. Giant baby.
Yeah.
I forget about that every single time.
I forgot about that too because I thought it ended with a light show.
Yep.
And nope. Then no.
He dies and giant baby.
But he also, because I was so high.
Yeah.
It felt like the ending feels like an acid trip because he's seeing himself and then becomes himself.
Yes.
And then dies.
Then giant baby.
And then giant baby. But it's like, dude, I've been on acid trips where I've like looked and then been there.
That's fair.
Like I've never like looked and seen myself older, right, but I've like looked and been like, oh, that area looks interesting. And then I'm there.
Suddenly you're there.
And then
yeah.
I'm suddenly there. You know what I mean? Like, so like it would, God damn, dude, it was that movie.
That's nice.
Cause I was like, I wanted a treat. I wanted like, and that.
I would say that's a 10 out of 10 film.
Dude, that is like, that is cinema.
Yeah.
Like it is art.
One
like,
of the best things like I've ever seen.
It's fucking I want to see it in theater so bad.
I know.
Because the sound is so important. And just like, oh man, there's so many amazing scenes.
Yeah. Cause like, I know there's so much about that film I've already forgotten. Cause I haven't seen it. I saw it in theaters last year. So I think I've only seen that movie like 3 times.
Yeah, I've only seen it twice. And like I want it to be like a treat movie where I don't overindulge. Right, and when I do, when I do watch it, it's just I'm in it.
Locked in, yeah. I never want to put it on.
No, because then it would ruin it.
Yeah.
Dude, it's, and then like all this stuff, like, because then it goes into like movie
mm-hmm.
with like the businessman.
I don't even really remember all the characters either.
Yeah, and then it goes into just the two guys and Hal.
Yep.
Which is fucking great.
Hal's a dickhead.
And then Hal, yeah, it's just like, holy shit. But also another thing when I was viewing it, so I was also like, how the hell did he get all these shots? But then like the opening scene, I'm like, how did he get all these? I get the guys in monkey suits.
Oh, the one who got attacked by the leopard?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just a guy got attacked by a leopard.
That's real?
Yeah, it's just, that happened. You saw it happen.
I know, I'm like,
that's a guy in a suit getting attacked by a giant cat.
And then there's real animals.
Yep. Around them, yeah.
Around them. And it's just like, how the fuck did he?
No idea. I have no, there must be plenty of documentaries. There's, about and there, that
dude,
that
I would
made.
Love to look up, I'd be so invested. I would watch like a 5-hour documentary mm-hmm. just on how he shot it or how he got
the success. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Cause then like, dude, there's so many like cool editing tricks and styles that mm-hmm. he, like the match cut, you know, with the bone into the spaceship. It's such a fucking good jump cut.
And yet no mention of the Twin Towers. Odd.
Yeah.
No, that was a really defining part of 2001 and forgot all about it.
But he was in space.
That's true. Everyone knows. You didn't get through the day without hearing about that one.
But they hear their shit delayed.
That's true.
And then by the time, dude, that happened in September.
I guess, yeah, we don't know the month of 2001.
The towers could have been hit when he was floating, when he was going through the brick.
Yeah, just the giant baby's like, oh shit, they hit the second tower.
Yeah, I don't understand the baby part.
No, I don't either. And like, I've had people explain, I'm like, you don't know that.
I'm sure there's so many film snobs that have done papers on it. Yeah. And like, and it's just like, but that movie.
He might have been like, oh, I'm a giant baby. That'd like, be cool.
I was really high.
Because I think it is a book. And then there's a sequel book and movie called 2010.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when I entered it in my IMDb yesterday, I did see 2010 pop up.
And it's like, it's not the same thing. It doesn't like scratch that edge.
But
it's
also just, like, why would you even?
I think just because it's a sci-fi novel.
Okay.
And they always
do. So I'm curious about the novel then, or the book.
I assume it's just not the same thing.
Because this movie's so visual.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of talking. It's just visuals.
And then it kind of looked like sand, but it was green, and we were hovering over it. Like, if he was just describing that.
And Kubrick's like, this is going to make a great movie. He described every shot perfectly. Dude, it was... Oh man, it was incredible.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing one of those here soon. Good reset. I think I do need to hit a reset movie soon. Yeah. Although The Whale was a fucking reset.
Yeah, but then also like the 2001 ends and he doesn't destroy you. No. The Whale destroys you.
Oh, it's so good.
But
put the photo of me crying here again.
Yeah, the photo's funny. But it ended and I was super high. So then I like went to bed and now it's time for Moist Dreams.
Okay.
All right, so I was so high, and sometimes when I'm high, I like panic before I sleep.
Yeah.
But this time I must have been tired or something where I like just fucking, like I was like out. And there, have you ever been like so asleep where you like will wake up, but your body doesn't move, and then you're like, nope, and you go back to bed?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, where you're like just so heavy. So I was like so heavy, and then I started dreaming, and I think this is, I don't remember, I think I had a couple other dreams, but this is like the last dream I had.
Sure.
So I was on a youth trip.
Nice.
Like what I used to do in high school for church.
Were you in high school or were you still you?
I knew it was a youth trip, but I was me now.
Sure. But no one thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then you were there too.
Oh.
We were on a youth trip together.
Hell yeah. How'd I look?
We looked like this.
Damn.
It'd be weird if you were in high school.
I don't know. But it's a youth trip. You're meant to be youthful.
Yeah, I know. But okay. So I knew it was a youth trip. And we went together and I don't know where the hell we were.
Okay.
But we were visiting a very old church.
Hell yeah.
Like in a small town. And I don't even know how to describe the vibe, but you know, like old churches in small towns just all look the same kind of. So we were there and it was very churchy and we were like, church sucks, you know, and all this stuff. And then we were doing all the youth stuff and we were sitting in pews and they were like, okay, since it's a youth trip, you know, we got to do fun stuff.
What was the fun stuff?
We're going to set up a wrestling ring.
Oh, you mean wrestled?
So just hang on.
Okay.
So then they set up the wrestling ring in the church.
Hell yeah.
At the front.
I'd go to church.
So like, it was like, there were pews and then just a wrestling ring.
Okay.
And I was like, they were like, anybody can wrestle if you want to. And I was like, kind of nervous. And I was like, I don't know if I want to. But then I was like, I probably should.
Yeah.
I probably should.
I mean, you're here.
So then I was like, good thing I brought my costume.
Oh, good. What was the costume?
It was my purple short shorts.
Sure.
And then I just had an open shirt that like an open button shirt, okay. But it was open, and then a purple bandana. And then I took like white face paint and just like rubbed it on my face, and that was my
It's not a great costume.
Not a great costume.
No, I don't even like it.
But I was like, I'm gonna wrestle.
Yeah.
And I was like, you gotta have a partner? And I was like, I'm wrestling this guy.
Okay.
It's gonna be Jacob.
That's fair.
And you're like, okay, let's wrestle. And I was like already thinking of moves I was going
to
do on you.
Did you ever hit like the weird, like when you try to like swing a punch in a dream and it slows down?
We never got there.
Oh, lame. So, I feel like dreams always do tease.
I know. It sucked. So like we were next up.
Damn.
And there were two people wrestling in the ring. So we were waiting on the apron.
Yeah.
And the guy wrestling in the ring was Nate.
Oh, okay.
One of the people we work with.
Who also does wrestle.
He's a real wrestler.
You tell him you're dreaming of him?
No, I haven't. This happened last night.
That's true.
I haven't seen him. But he was wrestling a girl.
Nice.
And they were doing amazing things.
Okay.
They weren't even doing like real wrestling things. They were just doing like insane stunts.
Sure.
But like wrestling. Like they were climbing on church stuff and like jumping off and like, and we were just standing on the apron just going, we have to go next.
We're going
to
be disappointed.
And I look like this.
And then you just woke up.
And then like, they were like, I'm pretty sure at one point she picked up him with like one hand.
Hell yeah.
And then like that was like going to be the finisher move. And then we were next. And then my alarm went off.
That sucks.
And I was just like
so much.
No.
Yeah, like it could have been really cool.
I wanted to wrestle because I was like, I'm gonna tombstone him.
That's all you knew.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do to you. And I was like, this is such a dangerous move, but I've seen someone do it once.
To you?
Yeah. So I know how to do it. I just don't know how to do it safely.
I do want to learn how to lucid dream.
Oh man, that dreaming.
Dreams take up so much of your time.
I know, and I...
If you could have any control over them, that would be probably pretty nice.
And it's... I love when I can remember them. And there's, like... Because you wake up and it's just like... Well, when they're sad, they suck. But, like...
Yeah.
When you... Like, this one, I woke up and I was like, no!
Like, you try to go back in.
I was like,
yeah,
please. Nothing. Like, I was like... I hate when it's like, you're right there. Why do dreams always do that to you?
There is... There has been theory of that your dream is so aware of, like... Because I've had
like
it...
Like, they're aware of what time it is?
Yeah. Or, like, that it's kind of, like, not linear. So, like, it knows when your alarm's about to go off, so it, like, meets it there with something that goes with it.
Yeah, because this all could have probably happened 5 minutes before my alarm.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, I didn't remember anything, and then all of a sudden it was like, here's a lot of information.
And that's it.
And then you wake up, and that's all you remember.
I mean, you have no fucking guarantee that you lived your life except for every morning when you wake up. Everything else could just be a memory right there.
I don't know.
Yeah. All I know for a fact is what I've done today. And today sucks.
Yeah. And now we're doing this sucky podcast.
Yeah. And then next Monday, who knows if we even did this one.
Yeah. I know we've been doing this for almost 3 years now, and it feels the same every fucking Monday.
Every night. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, how many times can we say, what are the rules? Tables.
We got a few more.
I wonder, 9/11. There it is.
Yeah, I think I've already made 2 or 3 9/11 jokes in this podcast.
I want to see a word cloud of our podcast.
And a lot of 9/11.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Because now we're fucking...
We've always done that,
we're
though.
Pushing it
in.
A
lot of moist, a lot of 9/11.
And it wasn't very wet that day. But that, yeah, that was my dream last night. And I was... God, I was so ready to wrestle.
Well, try and get back in there.
I think it's just because I was so deep in my, because I did wake up very groggy. And we've talked about this before, is like, weed does give you a hangover.
Yeah, it's a weird, you don't pull back as hard. Like, it, a lot of you stays there, it feels like.
And it's just like, this morning, I just like, I knew I wasn't high, but like my brain was foggy. And like, I was just, my eyes were heavy.
Yeah. No, the eyes is the worst part of it.
And I just couldn't shake the tiredness. And I was like, that's because I got super high.
You should have wrestled, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I should have wrestled.
Yeah, then you'd be fine.
Would have thrown you off the freaking ropes. We'll see. In the middle of a church.
That's a pretty cool spot.
Yeah. Like, dude, it was sick because like it was like the sanctuary part.
That's probably where religion is headed.
Where it's like...
With, I mean, Papa T's America, I feel like you got to wrestle in church now.
But it was so fun because it's like pews, wrestling ring, and then right behind us, a giant cross.
Hell yeah.
That's sick. That's America, dude.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're fucking giving people the elbow.
It's for sure been done before.
In God's name, we trust, or whatever. Whatever they say. Give them the elbow. But this has been the Moist Monday podcast. How's everyone doing? Hopefully you're feeling moist. Hopefully
you got to work on time.
Yeah. Hopefully your car's not acting up. Hopefully you're having a great time.
Hopefully my fucking car's not acting up again.
If it is, just ditch it
and then get a new one, because I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, because you
I'm paying off this one, yeah, for the next few years.
That's what sucks.
Yeah, it's so stupid. But yeah, but like I talked to you about where like I paid like half it off with a credit card, because a credit card I will never fully pay off, so technically that money's not real.
It's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just a little bit of money goes towards it every month to keep it there.
Yeah, it's not real until it goes to collections,
which I haven't done that.
Somebody's done that.
That's wild.
But it's paid off now.
Good.
And my credit's slowly climbing now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what my credit was at, but I know it's going up. Because I know it was bad.
So we hope you're all going up.
We hope you're going up. It's 2025. We're in the second month of 2025.
That's insane.
The world's getting wild. Nothing's changed yet.
Meh. Some shit's changed.
Nothing's changed in my day-to-day.
Yeah. As a white man in the Midwest.
Yep. I'm doing pretty good still.
Things going great.
I guess things, yeah, I guess things are changing.
Yeah, things are going to get more expensive too. Because he pissed off Canada.
Or did he?
Yeah. No, we're in a tariff war with Canada and nobody wins that.
And also eggs are expensive because of the bird flu.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Damn. I just knew eggs were expensive.
Yeah, I think it's because of the bird flu.
They should have gotten their vaccine.
Yeah, exactly. They should have got the COVID shot.
Mm-hmm.
If it's COVID, it's Flaxlovid. Have you ever seen that commercial?
No, because it doesn't exist.
No, I'm not making this up. This is a because the only reason I know this is because Wes watches a lot of football, so it's live TV and there's commercials.
Sure, yeah, so you get all that.
So there's a COVID commercial that is like, if you have COVID, this is a new vaccine, and they go, if it's COVID, get Vaxlovid or whatever it is. So like they named their shot
Vaxlovid,
something that rhymes with COVID. It's dude, I'm not making this up. Every time I see it, I go, that's not real, and yeah. It is real, and I'm like that what a scam.
Wild. Oh, also. What's your Super Bowl predictions? What, that will be the day before this comes out, right?
Oh, really?
I think so. Chiefs versus Eagles.
I don't care.
Who do you think would win a fight versus actual Chiefs versus actual Eagles?
Eagles.
Really? You think so?
I don't think the Eagles are going to win.
I do
like the Eagles.
Eagle versus a Chief? I think the Chief would win.
Kansas City, Midwest, you know, but I'm tired of the Chiefs.
I'm talking about like an actual Chief versus an actual Eagle.
Yeah, and I'm still picking an Eagle.
I think 1v1, Chief wins, but 3v3, I think Eagles win. And then it's a full fucking team of them. I think that just keeps multiplying.
So 1v1, Chief wins.
So Chief is a human.
Yeah, like an Indian Chief.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. Yep. So he's got some weapons. You're allowed to say it. Yeah. But I think if I fought one eagle, no, I'm saying just a person because I'm putting myself in the place. Yeah.
So you're the Chief.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Now that's where I draw the line. But if I'm fighting an eagle, I think I could kill one eagle.
Yes. Because when it comes down, you can...
Yeah. Two eagles, that's a lot harder. But three, no chance. But also, I think three people fighting three eagles, still no chance.
Still no chance because it'd be chaos.
Yeah, you just... Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to... I think 1v1, the Chief would win. But if you get any bigger, eagles will always win.
And it just grows.
So if it's 10v10, eagles still win.
Eagles dominate,
because it's
because they stop and go.
And also, they fucking are in the air.
Yeah. Eyes, yeah. Gone.
I've seen Birdemic.
That's true, yeah. I've seen the birds.
All right, we'll leave you on that. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. Blue Sky.
The Eagles are going to win.
Blue Sky and Parler.
And I think that small rapper is going to call the other rapper a pedophile.
Oh, yeah, that's the halftime show.
Yeah, he's just literally going to do...
God, last Super Bowl, I was in Colorado.
Oh.
We watched it in a mobile home.
All right.
And we were getting high and drunk because I was there for a funeral.
There you go. Okay.
So I was like, dang, that's a year ago? Holy shit.
That is weird.
Yeah. But make sure you send us an email, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com, with your thoughts, feelings, reactions to today's episode. Comment below on YouTube, subscribe to us on YouTube, share the podcast, give us 5 stars, do all the fucking shit. We say it every week. If you're listening every week,
thank you.
Thank you. We love drinks. Bye. Cheers, love George. You.
Love you too.
Also love you, the listener. Sorry for teasing you.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones. Around in your bones.